It's a mostly usual Saturday that really doesn't feel like a usual Saturday. I've been drifting around and taking care of small stuff. We've barely been in touch since exchanging some texts this morning, which were also not exactly usual. "You know how dim the place will be," one of them said. "Whatever you want, I'm behind you," was another, and you put a little naughty emoji as if I wouldn't get the joke. And then there was my favorite, pink bunnies. "Anytime you want." I love how reassuring you are, but there's still been a little buzz running through me all day. I'm always uneasy about not really knowing what to expect, even if I know things will be in my hands. Eventually, it's time to shower and get ready. Once you show up at the door, the knot in my stomach finally eases. You give me one of your trademark bear hugs and smile wide, asking if I want to grab a bite somewhere before the party. Somehow, it's your smile that does it. Things always seem better when you're looking at me that way. For a while, I forget to be nervous. The buzzing returns when we arrive at the house. Your old roommate is just as nice as I remember from, well, the handful of times I've met him. He gives us a quick tour of the place, and we start wandering. You greet one of your old co-workers and spend a few minutes catching up about new jobs. I decide to be helpful and go to the kitchen to get a couple beers. I bump into a friend while I'm there, and she stops me for a big hug. Am I imagining it, or does she seem a little bit jumpy too? I can't tell because everything seems almost normal, and I'm just not sure how to ask. I pour myself a big cup of wine to help take the edge off. She drifts off, and I head back in your direction. More people are wandering in. Two girls are lounging on a big chair, a blonde in the seat, and a small pixie with purple hair sitting on the armrest. I know I've met them, but I decide I'm going to remember at least one of their names before going over to say hi. On the back porch, I see a gang of your college buddies laughing over, who knows, sports talk or something. While I hand you your drink, I notice another pair of our mutual friends swaying and making out. We both laugh. They had a big fight maybe a month ago, and you didn't believe me when I said they were going to get back together. I murmur in your ear, "Pay up." It's too bad we didn't make an actual bet on it. So I just nudge you and say you should listen to me more often. Before I know it, half an hour's flown by, and our cups are empty. You get us refills, and we squeeze into a spot that's been vacated at one end of the couch. There's just enough space for me to sit snug against you without needing to be right in your lap. Your arm drapes around my shoulder, and I lean into you with a happy sigh and gaze around for a minute. Our mutual friends are in a different corner now, showing just how much they've made up. His hands are down the back of her shorts, squeezing her ass. It gives me a little thrill seeing them act like nobody else is around. I remind myself, it's okay to look. That's one reason we're here. Across the room, the same pair of girls is still in the chair, except now the pixie is sitting in her friend's lap and slowly grinding as they kiss. As I watch, she leans back and begins pulling her shirt off. The blonde reaches up to run hands over her bare back. They're just lost in each other and paying no attention to anything else. I look back over at the former exes having their little reunion. Now his hand is roaming under her shirt while she's gotten his pants open and is lazily stroking his cock. And you've told me how things can happen at these parties. How it's the kind of atmosphere where sexy play is very welcome. It's not exactly an orgy, but there's a tantalizing mix of naughty and casual. This is something that can just happen, or not. People can decide to fool around if they feel like it. They might find a room and shut the door instead. It's also okay to just hang out without necessarily doing anything. Whatever happens, everyone's cool with it. We talked about how hot it would be to have a little fun with other people around, and yet I can hardly believe I'm actually seeing it. Part of me wants to just sit here and watch all night. Part of me wants to jump you right now. My face feels hot when I glance at you, and your look reassures me that whatever I want is just fine. Nobody does anything they don't want to. That's the key rule here. Most importantly, I know it's all up to me. All I have to do is say pink bunnies, and you'll know it's time to stop. I'm feeling warm enough that maybe I can blame this on the wine, but without thinking too much, I reach for the arm that's draped over my shoulder. And trying to act more casual than I actually feel, I slide your hand down into my bra to settle over my breast. And for a few minutes, we stay just like that. You lightly squeezing and me enjoying the little sparks spreading out from my nipple. And everyone is still just chatting away. After another minute, I feel daring enough to reach across and feel you through your pants. Once I start rubbing, well, you have to squirm a little bit to get comfortable. "Is this all right?" you whisper in my ear. "Do you want to do something else?" That makes me laugh. I just whisper back, "Yes, yes, I do." And give a little nibble on your ear. You start to laugh because it tickles. And then gasp because my hands are at work opening your pants. I slide back a little toward my end of the couch and lean forward to put my head in your lap. My mouth slides over you and you give a low groan that just makes me shiver. I close my eyes and take my time. Focusing on how you feel and taste. My head is in a weird space. I'm sort of imagining we're alone, but I'm also extremely conscious of everyone else in the house. I can hear people in the next room cheering over some game on TV. My skirt's ridden up just a little, and you run your warm hand over my ass as I suck you. You reach a little farther, trying to slide between my legs under my panties, and I can feel my pussy aching for your fingers. After a minute, you give up and rest your hand on my back. It makes a little spot of heat through my thin shirt. I bob my head, wondering if anyone is even looking over here, or if they're just chit-chatting about nothing in particular. I make myself pull back after a couple minutes, not really because I want to, but I just don't want to finish you too soon. My clit is tingling. I sit up and straighten my skirt. There's a woman in the corner, slowly dancing by herself in just pants and a bra. Some guy I don't know is sitting down in the chair where the girls were. And all of a sudden, I remember the blonde's name. It's hilarious how long it took to come to me. Right as I think of it, I notice why she climbed out of the chair. Now she's naked and sprawled out on the floor, slowly writhing and grasping at the purple head between her legs. Everything just feels great. And it also suddenly feels like a little too much. Of course, you know just the right thing to say. You want a refill? A man and woman are wandering over, both wearing nothing but shorts, and we get up to leave the couch to them. On the way to the kitchen, I glance down a hallway. Another couple is using the bedroom and apparently decided to leave the door open. All I can see through the doorway is a tangled mess of legs and feet at the end of the bed. We drift outside and join a circle of new arrivals standing and chatting out on the back porch. There are more small groups standing out in the yard, and another couple sitting in a cozy two-person bench making out. The fresh breeze is beautiful. I untuck my shirt and flap it a little to feel the coolness underneath, and then I decide to have more fun with you. While you're telling someone a story about your boss, I start undoing some of the buttons on my shirt. You notice out of the corner of your eye. You give me a fun little smile and go right back to talking. The glint in your eye makes me giggle. Over on the grass, a woman leans back against the wall of the house while a man kneels in front of her to pull her pants down and start licking her cunt. I decide to undo all the buttons and just leave the shirt open. A shiver runs all the way through me, even though I'm not really showing anything. Eventually, I feel like going to find the bathroom, but first I decide to ask you for the car keys. Since you're still in the middle of a conversation, I just dip into your pocket and grab them instead. You're startled for a moment, then laugh and nod once you realize what I'm doing. I lean in for a quick kiss before walking off. When I make it back to the yard again, the circle is drifting apart, and I notice that the bench is empty. It's perfect. I grab your hand, and you must be reading my mind, because we immediately head there together. My nervous buzz is stronger than ever, except now it's all excitement. Before you can sit, I reach down to undo your pants again. You give me another questioning look, and I just put a finger over your mouth. Now I'm perfectly sure what I'm doing. When your pants are down, I push you back on the bench and climb right into your lap. You chuckle a little as I reach under my skirt to grab your cock. Then your eyes get wide as you realize why I went out to the car. I was getting rid of my panties. In the time it takes you to put the pieces together, I'm sliding down on you and burying you all the way inside. Fuck. We lock eyes. I can barely hear any voices behind me. It feels like the whole house has practically evaporated. We start laughing and then start kissing. I slowly slide up and down your hands, grabbing my ass, and you start squeezing just how I like. After a minute, one of your hands slides up to caress my back beneath the shirt. I pull it open in front and lean forward so you can suck on my nipple. The buzz is spreading heat through my whole body. Oh, that's beautiful. Your hand comes up toward my other breast. For a moment, it gets tangled in a fold of the shirt, and suddenly I can't stand having anything between us. I whip it all the way off and toss it down on the ground. goosebumps spring up all over. I laugh again, which turns into a gasp as your hands find both my breasts. I throw my head back and moan, and out of the corner of my eye, I see another group wandering out onto the porch. Right away, I freeze. I stay perfectly still, except for your cock giving a sudden twitch inside that almost cracks me up. They look over at us and just smile and nod. It's so natural and friendly. It doesn't occur to me to feel nervous. I even look over and give them a big smile in return and then turn back to you and gently rock my hips. You seem happy, yet a little cautious. I can tell what you're thinking. Is it Pink Bunny time? I stop moving for a moment and stare straight into your eyes. A quick nod makes it clear that everything is fine. Perfectly fine. I start rocking in your lap again. And then I just have to lift up and bounce on your cock. Our mouths are melting together. And with my eyes closed, nothing matters except feeling you everywhere. The goosebumps are gone, and now everything's hot. You dip your head and your tongue finds a nipple. I keep my eyes closed and grab the back of your head as my hips slam down onto you. I bite back a scream as I start coming. Hot waves spread outward from where our bodies are joined and then they rush all the way through me. When my orgasm winds down, I feel you bucking and stiffening. As you reach the start of yours, I slump forward and rest my head on your shoulder while we quietly catch our breath. I pull back, look into your eyes again and whisper, "I love you." All you do is smile and kiss me back. I reach for my shirt and we stand up to get ourselves together. I start to do up a couple buttons and then decide I'd rather leave it hanging open. It turns out that we know a couple people in the group on the porch. I'm actually still not embarrassed at all. We just walk over and say hi, and things couldn't sound more normal. "Hey, how you been? When did you get here? Want another drink?" You offer to fetch things for us this time, so I just chat with the others until you come back and hand me more wine. It's amazingly easy to fall into the routine, even though I still feel like my whole body is steaming. Of course, the adrenaline gradually dies down after a while. We decide we've had enough and head back through the house. Our spot on the couch now has a woman sandwiched between two men who are massaging her together, back and front. Everyone's still dressed. Another woman, down to her panties, is using the big chair to give her boyfriend a slow lap dance. We run across the host and say our goodbyes on the way out. I don't bother buttoning my shirt. We really don't need to say anything as we get on the road. I just put a hand on your leg as you drive, and you hold it with your free hand, and we happily stay that way until you drop me off. I lean over for a good, long, slow kiss before opening my door. There are so many things I want to say, but I just settle on thank you so much for everything. You give me that smile again. "Of course. So, this wasn't too much, you ask?" I can hear that you're teasing, but you're also serious. "Was everything good? Tell me if you're not sure yet, but we can always go back sometime. I mean, if you want." That thought gives me a happy little buzz as I climb out of the car, and I already know I would love to. One thing at a time, though. I just say, "We'll see." I glance up and down the street, and then I open the shirt to give you a quick flash. I hope so. The happy look on your face makes me buzz a little more. I laugh and blow you another kiss and wave goodbye as I turn around. Something tells me that a little tingle is going to stay with me until we can do this again. Or, who knows? Maybe it'll never really go away.